Entrepreneurs of Africa, you too can become a risk-taking dealer in markets around the world from your kitchen table. So says Kenyan Alikan Sachu, one of the giants of the African bourses who worked his way up through the markets from a humble printer in the financial heart in the city of London. Alikan Sachu is a breezy, likeable investor who has worked his way through the world of high finance from the City of London to the City of Nairobi with complex trades in the tens of thousands that made his fortune. Yet he's always ready to break his trade down for the layman. In many ways, that is his strength. Sachu sees Africa as a land of opportunity for the rising tide of young entrepreneurs in their late teens. For many young Africans, it's easier to imagine going to the moon than dealing profitably in bonds and shares. At that age group, you need about 10,000 bucks, he says. You need a fast internet connection, you need a laptop and a thirst for knowledge because we're existing in a 24-hour world. You'll need relationships, you have to set yourself up with a stockbroker, you have to set up with a forex broker so you can do that online in 25 to 30 minutes. You have to have an insatiable appetite for knowledge and analysis. These are the basics, he says, cautioning that the success rate for newcomers is not high. Then you've got to work out where you want to focus in on. Sometimes in my case, I look at too many things and you can get overloaded. Sometimes I'm looking at the oil price, the copper prices and 400 other things and it means you can miss the opportunities that unfold, he says. Then you have to have good risk management skills, right? You don't want to bet the whole 10,000 on an outcome about which you feel very confident about. The market tends to find your pain points very easily. Education or age, do they pose any obstacles? I think the education, we are talking about, you don't necessarily learn in textbooks. The market is on a street and you have to learn how to operate on the street. Sometimes there is a mugger waiting for you around the corner. Other times you'll hit the sweet spot and you'll feel like you're driving a Lamborghini down the street and your 10,000 can become 150,000 before you know it. You've got to be humble, I think, because when you get too cocky, that's when the problems start. Sachu, who studied law at Durham University, has been through the mill in the markets over the last three decades and certainly held the word humble close to his heart when he started out in the financial world in the heart of the City of London. The good news that it was with Credit Suisse, one of the biggest names in world finance. The drawback was, the bad news was it was the lowliest job at the company, manning the printer to print out documentation for trades by the dealers. He struggled to master printing up to 1,200 trades a day. I come from a very privileged background, says the son of a lawyer who went to the prestigious Westminster School in London. I had never dealt with the mechanics of printers. I just remember I have to wrestle with this printer that would break down or start chewing up paper. Then there was this very sharp lady who was in charge and she used to shout at me, "You're educated, you have a law degree, and yet you can't manage a printer." Yet, after an 18-month apprenticeship on the printer, Providence proved kind to Sachu. In his early days in London, he moved up to settling in the trades and dealing closely with one of the teams trained with the Nikkei in Japan. The team where Sachu cut his trading teeth was dealing in arbitrage between the Nikkei futures and the value of the index. In short, looking for price gaps to take advantage of. I wanted to get on the trading floor and they said they had a slot here. I started trading in the middle area called stop lending and borrowing, which is a middle office type function where you go and source bonds and shares that people are shorting for periods of time so they can settle their trades. This was joined to the repo desk that concentrates on interest rate trading. A good repo desk would have made a ton of money this year, says Sachu, through sharp increases in interest rates by borrowing money and lending collateral throughout the year. His big break near the end of the 1990s, when he was charged with setting up a repo desk for emerging markets, involved lucrative trades like lending Argentina $300 million against the country's bonds to make its social security payments. It was a very exciting period. I took it from zero to a 2.5 billion book, paying 2%, he says. It was the making of Sachu. Read part two of the story of how he broke his trading acumen back in Africa and find out when he sees the opportunities on the continent. Join us again next week.